built my sandcastle too close to the water. The waves came in and washed it away.
Oh no! It sounds like your sandcastle needed a better foundation. Hi, and welcome to Keys for Kids. I'm so glad that you're listening today. My name is Zach. I really love to build sandcastles at the beach. But remember, if you build them too close to the water, the waves could come and wash them away. That's why your castle needs a good foundation, just like your life needs a good foundation. In Luke chapter 6, verses 47 and 48, Jesus said, "Whoever hears my sayings and does them is like a man building a house. He dug deep and laid the foundation on the rock, and when the flood arose, the stream beat against that house and could not shake it, for it was founded on the rock." Let's listen to our story now. It's entitled, Castle in the Sand. "Better hurry up and build a wall around your castle, Tess. The tide is coming in," said Beckham. "One big wave and it will be washed away." "Will you help me, please?" begged Tess, handing her brother a pail and shovel. Water washed around her feet and then went back toward the ocean, just missing the castle. "I told you to build it farther from the water," said Beckham as he added a pail full of damp sand to the wall. "We won't be able to save it. Those waves are coming up fast." Beckham was right. There was no time to protect the castle. Waves washed up on the shore and a big chunk from the front side of the castle washed back into the sea. A shovel Tess had dropped beside the castle was carried along with it. "My shovel!" exclaimed Tess. She chased after it into the water. Beckham shook his head. "That castle is history." Tess frowned as she stood looking at her destroyed masterpiece. "Your castle looked awesome, but you built it in a place where it couldn't stand up against the rising water," said Beckham. He grinned. "Just like the foolish man." "Huh?" said Tess. "What foolish man?" "You know," said Beckham, "the one in the story Jesus told about the two men who built houses? The wise man built his house on rock, but the foolish man built his on sand and it got washed away. Then Jesus said to be like the wise man and build your life on the rock." Mom smiled as she listened. "And how do you do that?" she asked. "By admitting that you're a sinner and trusting Jesus to save you," said Beckham. "When you do that, he becomes the one you build your life on." Mom nodded. "Right. The Bible refers to Jesus as the rock. When you build your life on him, you're building on a firm, stable foundation, just like the wise man in the story. Building your life on anything else, like money or fun or what other people think of you, is like building a castle in the sand. It all gets washed away." So how about you? Are you building your life on the rock or on the sand? Is your life centered on having lots of money or fun or friends? Or are you standing firm in the love of Jesus no matter what life brings you? The world says having a good life means getting everything you want. But the Bible says the only way to truly have life is through Jesus. So, are you building your life on him? If not, trust in him today. And to learn more about what it means to trust in Jesus, just get your parents' permission first. Then head over to keysforkids.net/salvation. Our key verse is 1 Corinthians 3:11.
"No one can lay any foundation other than the one we already have, Jesus Christ."
And our key thought for today, build your life on Jesus. I've officially kicked off the best way you could win prizes this summer. I'm talking about my Word with Zach summer reading program. Read the Bible and the Keys for Kids devotional every day in June, and you could win the Adventure Activity Kit. And if you keep it up all summer long, then you could win the grand prize, the Mega Family Game Night Basket. Word with Zach has already begun, but it's not too late to join. Take your mom or dad and get signed up today at wordwithzach.org. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.